I'm Tori Erline, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Kings and queens go hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
SLT Nation! Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. We're talking to rising stars in our communities who are doing big things and living out B-I-G, big dreams. And today, we got one of the silkiest, smoothest hoopers on the north of the Mason-Dixon. When I tell y'all, this young lady can get buckets. We talking about getting buckets. A Crosby Ironton's very own Blue Star 30, class of 2026 at 5'11 and playing point guard KT. She can read the court. Welcome to the family, Tori Orline. Tori Orline, excuse me, Tori, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, man, we super excited to have you on. Hey, you look like you already ready to get a bucket right now, already.
Yeah.
Hey, well, all right, well, let's go to work. If this is your first time joining the program, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, a true Louisianimal. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside of my brother from another mother, my partner in crime, the head coach, the architect, the guru, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good, B. Jones. I think this is the second time that we've been to Minnesota, so
I know.
We got to try to take over in Minnesota, but the fact that we got Tori on, B.
Young Tori, we got Tori. Hey, and Ranger Nation got a good one in this young lady. Oh my goodness, y'all! Hey, if y'all ain't heard the name yet. If this is your first time in tonight, get ready because 2026, this young lady is going to be all over the television, the internet. It's going to be crazy. But look, before we get into Tori's amazing story, breaking records at the age of 14, we got to pay the bills. Check this out. If this is your first time watching the show, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming and hanging out with us. We know it's a million other platforms, so it means a ton for you to click on us. But stick around to the end. We might have something special for y'all. But listen, if this is your first time, you got a wonderful opportunity. Guess why? You can join and become part of SLT Nation because we need your love. We need your support. 2023 has already been amazing. We are 309 episodes into the game right now. Over 309 episodes. And listen, on the count of three, I'm going to make a bunch of racket. But all I need you to do is to smash that subscribe button and smash that like button so we can get this thing popping. Are y'all ready? Let's go! 1, 2, 3, boom! Hey, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. Around here, we don't do fans, we don't do followers, we do family members, and that is it. Young Tori, you ready to go to work?
Yes.
Hey, Tori, if you were to play my brother in a game of 1-on-1, how bad would you whoop him? Just go and tell the truth. Go and tell the truth, young Tori.
I don't know.
Come on, T.O. You probably smoke him. It'd be like 12. It'd be 11 to nothing. 11 to 1. He'll get one bucket. He'll get one bucket.
Yeah, he'll get one.
Oh, so you agreeing, Tori? Okay, you know what, B.J.? On this episode here, I'm coming out of retirement, man. I'm sick of you calling me out.
Is it time?
It's time for me to come out of retirement. Yeah, so
let's go to work.
Tori, whenever I see you, you got to give me at least 5 points. a head start. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go at it. Yeah,
it's on site. It's on site. Kevin, I'm going to tell you something, though. Go look at the practice videos. It's, yeah, that's a certified problem. I'm just letting you know.
I'm trying to go viral in Minnesota, man. So this, if me getting beat down is what it takes, I'm going to do it. Let's go.
All right. Yay, Tori. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk initiation.
All right, Tori, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Probably be Drake, Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, Ariana Grande, and Walker Hayes.
I ain't never heard of Walker Hayes, KT, but I heard that Morgan Wallen. That Morgan Wallen is, that's a hard country singer there.
Yeah. And she also said Drake. She said, Drizzy. Taylor Swift. We get those all the time. So what we do, Tori, we like to rank your top five, and the highest you can get is five mics. But there is no way that we can put somebody that's already on varsity that's just clowning with your capability and give them any less than five. B. Jones, we're going to give, you call it T.O.? We're going to give T.O. Man, give an eight. Yeah, so Tori, when you make it to the WNBA, just know we give away all of our money, so we may need to get a little something back for us, okay? All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
Probably Superman, because he can do almost everything and people look up to him.
So for ours, we'll call you Supergirl then. Kara Danvers. So you're SLT's Supergirl. So since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
Probably Yeah. That's one of my favorite songs.
Who sings Yeah?
I don't know. All I know is the song.
All right, sing it for us, Tori. I gotta hear this song go. How I go? Sing Yeah.
Oh no.
You gonna do all your work on the court. You ain't going to American Idol, huh?
No, definitely not.
All right, so we gotta look up Yeah, B. Jones and sing, because the only one that came to my mind was the one that Usher sang.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
that's
the only
one I was. That's who is it by. Yeah.
Oh. We know that then, B. Jones. We still hip. We got it. All right, Tori.
We so know a little something.
Yeah, a little something. So if you could shadow anyone for a week and learn from them, they could be either dead or alive. Who would it be and why?
Probably Candace Parker. She's been my idol ever since I was a little girl. I've always wanted to be her and meet her. So I love the way she plays and how she carries herself.
I mean, that's the perfect person to model too. Because have you ever seen her play in real life? Have you seen her play in person?
Yes, I have seen her in person.
Yeah, she is the truth. Yeah, she came down to Dallas and
cooked us
the sky and whooped our Dallas wings. But you know what? She's in Vegas now, so we probably get whooped by them again. Who knows? All right. If you hit that subscribe button or thinking about doing so, please do so and leave us your top five, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. On behalf of the SOT Nation, I want to welcome Tori to our family. So, B. Jones, take it away, my brother.
T.O. in the building. Tori, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. You know what? This is something crazy. My brother's name, Tori. Shout out to my brother, Tori. that's his name. So, Tori is a special name to me. I truly like that one. But let's take this name back to the beginning. Now you're 14, right? You're 14 years old.
I actually just turned 15.
Okay, when was your birthday? Let's celebrate your birthday.
It's in the summer. It's in July.
Oh, okay. So you're 15 years old, and you're setting all kind of ruckus, but let's take it back to the beginning. Now, I've never even heard of Crosby, Minnesota, KT. Have you ever heard of Crosby?
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about... No, I'll be joking. I haven't heard about it.
So tell us what it was like growing up in Crosby, and when did you fall in love with basketball?
And Crosby is just it's kind of like a lot of farmland. And I fell in love with basketball watching my dad play his old man basketball at the YMCA. And I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, your daddy can't be around. He can't be nowhere in the room. You call it old man basketball. I can't wait to meet your daddy. I'm gonna say, oh, bro, she put you out there, man, on television, man. That was cold blooded. Hey, so you saw your pops hooping, and it kind of motivated you to do so, huh?
Yes, it did.
Now, how old were you when you started, when you picked up the ball and started playing?
I was probably 5.
5 years old?
Yeah.
Now, what could you do at 5? Were you playing on one of them little plastic rims that they had in the living room, or were you outside dribbling? What was you doing at the age of 5?
I was mainly dribbling and trying to shoot it, but airballed like most of them.
So when did you start being serious with it? Because, I mean, like, the things you're doing with the ball right now is crazy, Tori. I mean, like, you special. You got a gift. So when did you really get serious about the game?
Probably in 4th grade is when I realized, like, I actually want to go play college basketball, and I want to go play in the WNBA. So that's when I, like, took on AAU, and I was like, this is going to be the rest of my life.
Now, when you get out there on the court, does this thing slow down for you, or is it quiet? Because I could tell by your pictures, you know, we do our research on you, and you seem like a young lady that likes to have fun. You hang out with your friends, your family, but it seems like when you get on the basketball court, it's nothing like this blonde head young lady. I mean, it's like you become an animal. You become a menace to society. So what happens when you get out on that court? Do you just do you take on a new personality, or what?
Yeah, definitely when I'm on there, definitely not what I'd be like off the court. I'm free, and I do whatever I want on there, and I just know that it's my game, so I control it.
So now you've been working since you've been in the 4th grade. What would you say is your strengths? What are the 3 accolades, or the three attributes that you say, if you this is what you're going to see when you see Tori online play basketball?
Probably my passing and shooting. Yes. Are probably my top 2 things that I'm good at.
That's what's up. All right. Now I see you Kevin backstage mentioned that you already getting blown up. So it sounded like the bat phone. Well, she Claire Danvers, so I don't know. I guess the phone booth down the street is ringing. They need Supergirl all around the country here. So now I'm gonna tell you something though, and I know it's gonna be some people gonna get mad at me, especially Marwan Miller up there in Minnesota, because he our kinfolk, Marwan. But you look good in that Iowa State uniform. I saw it. I was like, hey, that looked like that might be a natural fit. So tell us a little bit about the recruitment process and how that's been for you.
It's been really good. It's really cool to see how different programs play and how they coach their girls, and just the different cultures around the world, and how the community is around when they play.
That's pretty nice. Is there any particular part of the country you want to get out of the Midwest and go to the East or the West? Or I mean, LSU got a nasty program down there. Let me call my phone. Let me call Kim Mulkey. Let me call Kim Mulkey here. Let's get you down to Baton Rouge. You look like you could like some boudin and some jambalaya. You like seafood?
I'm actually allergic to seafood.
Can't go to LSU then.
LSU out of the running. Hey, tell us, do you have a favorite right now? Is there any school that you're leaning on that you're excited about?
No, not right now. I haven't made a decision at all.
Hey, look, Kevin, they got a coach. Well, we tried to sneak up on her. We tried to get Sports Life Talk to Lika, a solid commitment, and she was all over it. All right, so let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about the Ranger in the room. 2,000 points, T.O.? Come on! 2,000 points is crazy. That's like, man, it's kids down here that never hit that kind of mark. So, how did you hit 2,000? I mean, walk us through the recipe to breaking that impressive record.
It was kind of just like I had to like take on the role of being the leader and like having to have my teammates depend on me to score for them. So, and it just came. I didn't think I was ever gonna get this much, but
now think about
it, was really
this.
Happy.
Yeah, you 2,000 points and you 15 years old. You still got 3 more years of eligibility, right? Or this, you're concluding this year, right? Is this the end of your freshman year?
Yes, this is the end of my freshman year.
So you got 3 more seasons to get buckets. So,
yep.
I mean, how many points you want to get? You trying to get like 4,500? What we going to do? Because you averaging, what, 21, 22 a game right now? So, I mean, this thing is going to get nuts in a minute.
Yeah, I think I want to try to hit 4,000 by graduate, so
4,000 points.
It's coming. It's definitely coming.
And if she plays Aiken a bunch of times, she gonna get it because she dropped 43 points. I'm sorry, Aiken. Hey, shout out to Aiken. Aiken, I'm sorry. Y'all let her get 43. I had to get y'all. I'm sorry. That's just part of the game. Hey, so do you enjoy playing with your high school friends, or do you enjoy playing with like the all-star team, the Minnesota Suns? Which one of those do you favor the most? Well, you know what? Let me take that out. No, don't answer that. Don't answer that, because you got friends. Tell us what's... Don't you answer that, Tori. I'm not going to put you in that situation. What is the difference from playing with your best friends at school, who you spend most of your time with, and then a group of all-stars like the Minnesota Suns, where you get a collection of girls that are like, hey, these are some real hoopers from the top to the bottom. Everybody came to try to get scholarships, competitive. So tell us, what's the difference from playing with those two teams?
Probably with AAU, it's more competitive and more commitment there, and it's a lot more fun because I get to like travel the world with it, and it's great to meet people and see like different stuff around the world. And then high school, it's more of like, it's more fun, and it's like a lot different from AAU if you go from like the skill wise, and the competition's a lot different.
Yep. Now when it comes down to getting these buckets, is there anybody else on your team that you look to, like, because I mean, you can't carry it by yourself every night, especially in high school. Is there somebody else on your team that you like, hey, that's my KT, my sister, my partner in crime? Is there anybody you look to over to the left of you?
Probably, yeah. Hannah Compton.
She gets buckets too?
Yes.
All right. Now, NIL is a real thing these days. Have you and your family thought about NIL and possibly starting your own website or creating some branding or anything like that?
We've thought about it, but we haven't gotten started yet.
Gotcha. You know, by the time you get there, they're gonna have like some crazy contracts for young ladies. I mean, you just imagine you're gonna get like a Paige Buckets type deal. That's gonna be absolutely nuts. So what's motivating you right now, Tori? I mean, you seem like just a normal Midwest young lady. I mean, what motivates you to get up every day and be great?
Probably the people who said I can't and that I won't be able to become my dream, because I'm just a small town girl, and it's like they think it's like was impossible for me to like reach my goal, and I'm starting to get my goals, and it just keeps motivating me, and people keep saying I can't. So
and y'all better stop saying that. Point to him, Tor. Point to who's saying that, because I need to holler at him right now. You got two uncles. Hey, we're going to do some work up there in Minnesota, man. Don't make me. Hey, y'all better stop playing with us and start praying with us. All right, listen, Tori. So tell us a little bit about Tori off the court. We know you're a monster on the court. We know you team first. We know you you love playing basketball. What about the classroom? Tell us what that GPA looking like.
My GPA is like a 3.7.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and I usually try to take the harder classes now, and then next when it's like my senior, junior year, I'll have all the fun classes left.
Smart. See, that's that point guard right there. See, she already anticipating the game as it's playing out. So what do you want when you go to college? I'm assuming that you're going to go to a college that has like a major that you're very excited about. What do you want to pursue in college as a student?
Sports kinesiology. I haven't decided like what I'm going to do with that, because I could become a physical trainer, or I could be a therapist out of that, or a coach. Like, I haven't decided what I want to do yet, but I know I want to go into that.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, real quickly, before we get out of here, because we only got a minute left, but the Blue Star 30. Tell us a little bit about that, because I saw that you were a Blue Star 30, and it seems like every time I see that Blue Star 30, some of the most talented young ladies in the nation. So I'm assuming that's like one of the top players in the country. Tell us a little bit about that Blue Star 30.
The Blue Star 30 is definitely a sisterhood. It's really cool. All the top players get to go there. It's definitely a big changer. Like, it's awesome, and great coaches are there, and great competition, and I love it there, and I wouldn't change it for a world if it's not be one.
So now you Blue Star 30 now, so do you have to try out every year for it? Every year you got to make it, or now you Blue Star 30 and you get to go every year to this event?
Yep, now I'm a Blue Star 30 and I just keep going.
Okay. Is there any? Is there anybody you look forward to playing against at the Blue Star 30 when you get out there? An Aaliyah Chavez or?
Oh yeah, she was really fun to play against and play with there.
Oh, for real? Okay, so you hooped with her? Did you get some buckets on her? Because they say she's gonna be number one in the class, and you look like you're gonna be number two or three. So. Did you get some buckets on her?
A little bit, but I was mainly on her team.
Oh, okay. So you got to play wood. Oh, that's got to be. Oh, man, I feel sorry for the other team, KT. No,
that's just wrong. Y'all can't put all of y'all on one team and go whoop up on people. That's bullying. I know. That's not bullying.
All right, so last pitch. Everybody is you the underdog, T.O. They've been dogging you out. Your last pitch to all of these college coaches out there. Tell them why they need to be out there in Crosby Ironton and recruiting you to be a part of their program. What are they going to get out of Tory Orline? Tell them right now and let speak the truth and nut butt. You hear me? Let them have it.
You'll get hard work and dedication, and I'll always commit to the game.
Right to the point. Right to the point. Well, you know what? Let me get right to the point. Tory, welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show where KT and I, we go one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all the shots. Have you ever played Would You Rather before?
Yes.
All right, so the rules are very simple. Both Kevin and I will make a pitch. Whichever one of those pitches you like, you selected, that host gains a point. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's Game of Championship Rounds. And I don't know what Kevin's been doing lately. I think he's been paying some of the guests under the table. The producers have been writing things a little bit different, but I don't know. We go see. It sounds like, to me, I feel like this is my episode. I don't know. I just, you know, Ranger Nation, I'm carrying it. They carrying me on their back right now. So let's go. Round number one.
All right, Tory, would you rather hit the game-winning bucket in your state final game or?
Or would you rather be the number one pick in the WNBA draft?
Probably be picked one in the WNBA draft.
Yeah, I can't hate on that one.
I can't hate on that one neither because it was the right choice, Tory. Yes, here we go. Round number one in the books. MOTS. Let's go. Round two. All right, so would you rather host a YouTube basketball pickup series where you get to play against celebrities, right, that don't know basketball, one-on-one interviewing them and teaching them the game of basketball, or?
So remember earlier you said you like to travel, so just follow me on this one. Travel the world hosting your own food show where you interview athletes and celebrities while eating at their favorite places to eat in their hometowns.
Probably the travel one. That sounds really cool.
You could have traveled with mine too. We could have got you everywhere.
You see how he do you, Tory? He gave you that. Okay. Just remember that for this last round. So, speaking of round three, on our show, which you can watch Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central right here on this YouTube channel, we introduced the drop. It's where we shoes that are coming out from the hottest kick, B. Jones. He's getting to the SLT Nation. So for round three on this one, Tory, B. Jones, he's going to present a shoe. I'm going to present a shoe. Whichever shoe you pick, this host wins this game. So if you can do us a favor, can you count us down from three?
All right. Three, two, one. I think I like Kevin's shoes better.
Yes, I like, you heard I like Kevin. She even used my government name, Kevin Shoe Better.
Tory, I got the funky. I knew you was, I say, you know what? This young lady is a masterpiece on the court. Let me go with something that's a masterpiece of a sneaker.
So what you trying to say, Tory? My shoe is not a, yeah, she already made a decision. Cue my music, B. Jones. Tory. Thanks to you, B. Jones, that's not one. That's not two. That's not even three, is it? Is this my fourth win in a row? So that would be a yes. Look at this face, Tory. Thank you so much. I could do this without you. Whatever you need from Uncle Kevin, I got your back. B. Jones,
Hold on one second. I'm canceling that text to Kim Mulkey. Hold on one second.
Well, she didn't want to come in no way because she can't eat the kind of food. So it's all.
We had other stuff other than seafood. All right, Tori. Well, congratulations, Kevin. I hope you feel good about yourself. You rigged it up.
What's a burden just off my shoulders? This day, man, I'm ready.
All right, well, the title of the show is You Got Next, Tori. So you got to tell everybody now. We rocking with you at Orline Tori on Twitter. You got some huge fans out there that's rolling with you. Now we can't wait to see you get these next 2,000 buckets. So tell us, what does the future hold for you?
Hopefully my team can make it to state. We have playoffs coming up, so hopefully we battle out, and then I have AAU starting up.
Kevin, can we make it up there to Minnesota? That's a long way. That's a long way from Dallas.
I mean, we got so many people that we can go see in Minnesota. So, man, if we got to make that trip, dude.
I hope we can make that trip, man. We might have to make that. Now, do your AAU team play anywhere like in Dallas? Does your AAU team come
to? We do play in Dallas this year.
Okay, so we're going to be there. When you come to Dallas, tell your dad to send us the schedule, so because we're going to be out there. We're going to come rock with you, come support you, see you get your buckets and all of that stuff. All right.
All right, I'll send you the schedule.
All right, so you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Shout-outs to all my teammates and my coaches for pushing me and making me better player every day, and my parents for making the commitment for me to play basketball every day.
No doubt. Shout out to your parents, because that is a huge commitment. And
hey, an expensive. Yeah, that's an expensive commitment, too.
You better be out there balling for your parents. You better be getting buckets. All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call out the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Tori, who are you nominating?
I'll probably nominate Madden Greenway. She's a really good player, and she shows her hard work too, and it pays off on the court too.
Now, where does she play at? Where does Maddie play?
She plays at Providence Academy.
Okay. Is she Blue Star 30, or you have to get you and her go up against each other, or what's the connection there?
She's not a Blue Star 30. I did a 3-on-3 with her last year, and she's a really good player.
Okay. All right. Well, Maddie Greenway, you are officially on the clock. We're going to be reaching out to you. We got to get you on the show so we can keep this Minnesota connection, this Minnesota bloodline going on the show. But Tori, oh my goodness, you dope. I like your energy. You're bright. Your future is going to be amazing. You're tenacious. I seen your hoop. For those who haven't seen a hoop, please go check her out on social media, because it is crazy how nice this young lady is with this rock. But Tori Orline, you got next. Sports Life Talk Nation. Oops, we did it again. I need some Morgan Whalen playing for me right now in the background, because that's how hype I am. That's how crunk I am right now on this show. Listen, please, if you didn't take advantage of the opportunity to smash that subscribe button at the beginning, please do so now. Matter of fact, Kevin, I'm feeling froggy. We giving out a Sports Life Talk t-shirt right now to the first family member that smashes the subscribe, smashes the like, and tags in. What'd you say, Kevin? Five friends? Tag five friends.
Yeah, let's
share this episode.
B. Jones. No, B. Jones. We gave her eight. They got to tag eight friends.
All right, eight friends. Where you want them on? Twitter, IG, where you want them, KT? Where you want them?
Wherever. Just hit us up.
Hit us up, and we're going to give you a free Sports Life Talk t-shirt. And listen, we go live every Wednesday night. It's 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. This is the opportunity to engage with us without the scripts. It's no holds barred. We talk sports. We talk life. We creating a conversation. We creating a community. And it's just a fun time. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Streaming on YouTube, so make sure you eat your dinner a little bit early that day and come hang out with your boys. I don't know, Kevin. I'm super hyped, man. What am I missing, bro? Y'all smash the subscribe button. Follow us on IG. I don't know. Ask Sports Life Talk everywhere. What am I missing, man?
B. Jones, I would like to formally announce my retirement from basketball. I didn't realize that Miss Tori was playing varsity in seventh grade, so I'm officially announcing my retirement.
Hey, you got scared when she said, oh yeah, I'll be in Dallas. I'll be in Kevin. Like, oh, whoa.
Did you really get that?
Yeah. I'm good. All right. That's what's up. Kevin, I'm going to let you get the closing words, man. Is that it?
All right, Tori, thank you so much for rocking with us. Just know, in Dallas, like he said, you got two uncles down here. So if you ever need anything, please let us know.
Okay, I will. Coming. Thank you.
We coming, Ranger Nation. Y'all buckle up. Y'all got a special one. Sports Life Talk Nation. We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, Minnesota, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You. Got next.
Yeet. Craziest. I knew you had next, cause you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag, cause you're always working. Like in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hot in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talky mushroom, you want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, just a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah, I can feel it. Just like me, you got next, and what comes next, tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking sports life, talking this.